السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين يا سيد الشهداء. The message of a shaheed is eternally fragrant with the aroma of eternal and divine values. Eternal values such as Islamic courage to face the enemies of humanity and Islamic integrity when we speak about the truth. Islamic sacrifice where everything is given away for the sake of Allah. Islamic reliance in always trusting the plan of Allah. And Islamic hope in realizing the greatness that the soul can accomplish. And we find that a great many shaheed has left behind an eternal message, a message which we can all hear, but only if we are willing to listen sincerely and attentively. In the book, The Radiance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, written by the esteemed author, Sayyid Muhammad Hussein al-Husseini al-Tahrani, we find a passage where the Honorable Ibn Tawus narrates that Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam recited some verses when he was speaking to Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. This conversation between Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi is a conversation that has a message for every single one of us throughout the ages, wherever we are. In the verses recited by Imam Hussein alayhi salam, His Eminence speaks about how we should never fear death. And in fact, death, for the sake of Allah, is the greatest honor. And if we die fighting for the sake of Allah, then our death is an honorable death, and we will join the righteous ones, and we will automatically distance ourselves from the evildoers. And finally, His Eminence Imam Hussein alayhi salam says that if we fight on the path of Allah and we struggle for the sake of Allah, then whether we live or we die, we are truly victorious. Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi says to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, O Hussein, by Allah, I swear that if you fight, you will be killed. His Eminence Imam Hussein alayhi salam replies, Are you trying to frighten me with death? Do you think that if you will kill me, all of your problems shall be solved? I answer you in the words of our religious brother from Oz, who wanted to go and aid the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but his cousin said to him, Where are you going? You will be killed. The man from the Aus tribe replied in prose, saying, I will most surely go, for death holds no shame for a chivalrous person. A person whose actions are for the sake of what is right, and they fight in submission to Allah and for His pleasure. By laying down my life and my soul, I will be joined with the righteous, and I will stand apart from the accursed and the despicable. I will take the path of enmity and opposition to sinners and the guilty. If I remain alive, I will have no regrets. And if I die, no one shall reproach me. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.